I'm Phil Nee with sports. The Wisconsin Baseball Coaches Association All-Star Games are this weekend at E.J. Schneider Field at Oshkosh North High School. The event involves the top 72 high school seniors in the state, divided by regions into four teams. In the north, the Green Bay Fox Valley area, the east, the Milwaukee area, the west, La Crosse, Stevens Point, and Eau Claire areas, and the south, in the Madison area. It's all a round-robin format. There is a player from the immediate area that will be on that squad. Ithaca's recently graduated senior Micah Salisbury will be on the squad for the South this weekend. He'll be joined by Jamison Johnson of Pecatonica, Brock Massey of Mauston, and Keegan Hooker of Portage, all players we saw during our spring sports coverage with WRCO this spring. Everyone is welcome to the event going on this weekend. The North versus South game will tip off the action beginning at 4 o'clock this afternoon, then the East versus West at 6:30. The action resumes tomorrow at 10 with the East versus South game. Legion Baseball continues on. The Viroqua Legion team scored a win over GET last night, 9-7. Post 308-220 Grizzlies of Gaze Mills defeated the Onalaska Bi-State Bulldogs 8-3. In the first game of the nightcap, the Bi-State Bulldogs scored an 11-3 victory. And in last night's hometown in baseball, Reedsburg defeated Wisconsin Dells 6-2. Sauk Prairie over Arena 12-1. Wyota 10, Scholesburg-Benton 4, and Black Earth over Middleton 14-5. There's hometown baseball scheduled this weekend. Michael Hernan has more.
Casanova will play at Plain for a doubleheader. The first game will be for the Night League, and the second game will be for the Sunday League. Then on Saturday, Middleton will be at Casanova. Then on Sunday, Wisconsin Dells will be at Sauk Prairie for a doubleheader. Ashton will be at Cross Plains, Mazomani will travel to Middleton, and Reedsburg will travel to Wanakee. In the Western section, on Saturday, Dodgeville will be at Blancherville. Dodgeville will clinch a playoff berth with a win over Blancherville. Then on Sunday, Belleville will be at Schulzburg-Benton. Muscadet will travel to Hollandale for a doubleheader. Wyota will be at Verona. Verona clinches a playoff berth with a win over Wyota, and one of the following things have to happen: Blancherville loss, an Arena loss, or Schulzburg-Benton loss. Pine Bluff-Mount Horeb will then be at Argyle, and Arena will be at Ridgeway. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
Thank you, Michael. After a week of rain and warm temperatures, the Simon Sharks traveled to Prairie du Chien to face the Waterhawks and the Dodgeville Dolphins on a cool and rainy evening last night. The Sharks finished second to the host Waterhawks, but topped the Dolphins. Veteran swimmer Leah Chambers led the Sharks by earning a first-place finish in the short free, backstroke, and long free. Swimmers who earned two first-place finishes were Kaylin Burns in the short freestyle and the 100 individual medley, Brooklyn Worthington in the butterfly and breaststroke, James Waterfall in the breaststroke and backstroke, and Gabriella Ortiz in the butterfly and breaststroke. Adding one individual first place finish, including Pearl Fretz, Lauren Chambers, Clancy Hying, and Levy Fretz, the rookie swimmers Liam Rogers and Annabelle Olson also made their Sharks debut. The Sharks traveled to Boscobel Monday, July 1st, for a relay event.